I think you've gotten the drift that you don't want mercury around. As it leaches out of the fillings, it's going to deposit in, first of all, the thyroid. Secondly, the vapor goes right through the rubber dam to the brain, usually the pituitary, pineal, hypothalamus. We've tracked that as well in a sheep. There's not enough time to tell you all this. Third, the kidney bladder area. And finally, the liver last. Now, when the mercury has gone to those organs, guess what follows it? The candida. Because candida loves to feed on mercury. It's nature's way of cleaning up the small, minuscule amounts you would get normally. Not these huge shovelfuls guys are putting in our mouths, okay? So normally it wouldn't be a problem. So when you ask me about getting rid of candida once and for all, I think you're getting the drift. You're going to have to get rid of the metal. Once there's nothing for the candida to feed on, then it's going to be gone. So it's a big job. This is what I'm saying. It's not a little job. Now, candida does a lot of other things too. When the candida gets into these organs and starts to really bloom, you become a prime candidate for new and better allergies. Always. So when we find people, allergies didn't exist very much before. As soon as we got into the dentistry, everybody's got allergies. The next thing it does is to start to neutralize the enzymes or amino acids in the body. So some guy tells you got a lack of this amino acid, that enzyme, this vitamin, that vitamin. It's being neutralized by the mercury that's in your body. If you want to get to the root cause, you can take the supplements, that's fine, it'll help you for today. But at the end of this, you got to get it out of there before it's going to normalize so that you don't need to take this extra stuff. And it's going to cause your digestive tract to crash. Your pancreas is going to crash. You won't be able to digest. You will either get diarrhea or constipation. And you will have inability to assimilate, because your pancreas ain't working. So you have to learn how to get that working again. Folks who have fillings, when we test them, have from 10 to 80 times the parasites that people without, and there are a couple people around with no fillings, and 10 to 80 times as many parasites. Okay. Now the really sad part is that if you have mercury in your body, and you get pregnant, you share it with your baby. I'm sorry. I did this with my daughter. It's a very hard thing for a mother to swallow. Some others break down in tears and head out the back door when they hear this. But the good news is you can detox the baby. Please, I would ask you not to nurse the baby. It will make you feel much better. It's a toss-up. I know the baby is not going to get the milk that it needs and the other good stuff that it needs. However, that baby does not need your mercury, and your breast milk is absolutely loaded with it. And mothers who nurse feel terrific because they're really unloading the metals, but they're giving them to the baby. And then they have babies that are underweight, failure to thrive, attention deficit, you name it, they've got it. All the problems with children. Almost always. It happened. I was a good mother. I took my daughter to the dentist. I filled her mouth full of mercury because that's what you're supposed to do. When we learned differently, we started cleaning up her mouth. We got her halfway through it. Bang, she got pregnant. Everybody I warned to use double birth control when you start your dental work. Please, please listen, because when you get pregnant, the dentist stops working on you. Wait until you've had the metal out and the dental work is over before you get pregnant. If you don't believe in birth control, you're going to have to abstain until it's over and done with. If you are not able to conceive for some reason, we've got more people pregnant than I can shake a stick at, okay? I cannot believe that people are spending thousands of dollars going to fertility clinics. I really can't. Some of them I don't even see. I talk to them on the phone, tell them a few things, get a call 6 months later, we're pregnant. It really isn't tough. Why can't the rest of the world out there figure this out? I'm no genius. You know, there's got to be a whole bunch of you out there a lot smarter than I am. If I can figure it out and make the connections, I'm sure you can, and probably a heck of a lot better than I can. If you go to a dentist and he says you have a pocket around your teeth and he wants to do surgery, turn around and run the other way as quick as you can. You don't need it. You can fix it without it. Now, there's only two dentists that are doing it, but you can do it, okay? You don't have to have your gums cut away because all it's going to do, it gets rid of the pocket, but now it's exposed the root of your tooth. And guess what's going to happen there? You're going to get cavities in it. It's going to wear away. Now, if you had the teeth out before, like I did in my 20s, wisdom teeth out, 28 years later, I go to a surgeon. He opens up the gum where my wisdom teeth were, and there's a pocket of pus in there that shot out like a little volcano. That's called a cavitation. Okay? If you still had a tooth in that location, it would be called an abscess. But you don't have to have a tooth to have a cavitation. It can be a tooth you had out many, many years ago. And it's in the jawbone, and that's what Hulda Clark is talking about when she says hidden bone infection. It is at the root of every single illness you've got. Unless somebody injects you with some new disease that he manufactured in a laboratory, every single illness or problem you have is coming from there. Now, Biotronics, just across the way from us, has got a brilliant man who does absolutely brilliant electronic work, and he's got a really nice screen showing you how disease emerges from a red blood cell. And if you watch that screen, this is the inherited disease that you got from your uncle or aunt twice removed that was a sheep thief in the 1320s in the back hills of Scotland somewhere. And he got this bubonic plague. You don't have to catch bubonic plague. You got it. We all got it. We're carrying it around in our blood cells. And if you get enough of that burden on your body that's on that camel, you pile enough boxes on there, sooner or later, one of these little turkeys or another little turkey will come sneaking out of a red blood cell here or there. That's the root cause of your disease. Obviously, at least I think obviously, the way around it is to remove the burden from the body, from the immune system, to let it work. Hulda Clark does this by, number one, you don't start by cleaning out your parasites. God, I had a poor guy do that. He was in bed for 3 days. Start off with a parasite and a kidney cleanse. And the reason for this is, trust me, you're loaded in them. I'm not going to disgust you with a whole bunch of pictures. You're loaded in these guys, and if you try to kill them all at once without opening your kidneys, you're going to go flat on your back. You won't want to move. The doors are closed. Your kidneys have had a lifetime of garbage going through them. You need to open them up. They're full of stones. They're full of crystals. No, the doctors can't find them. No, they don't show on X-ray. They rarely do. Okay? But they're there. Trust me. Because when you get on the kidney tea, it's like hot water dripping on an ice cube, and they melt away. And all you're going to the bathroom a lot more, and when you start killing the parasites with parasite drops, it's not going to feel bad. Because they'll be able to leave the body very quickly. Otherwise, they just sit in your body and rot, and all the toxins and the ammonias and the byproducts of the decomposition build up in your tissues and make you feel tired and cranky and like you got the flu. And we don't want that to happen to you. We want you to feel normal. We don't want you to feel... That's the other complaint I get. Hey, I've been doing this and I don't feel a darn thing. And I say, well, that's great. I don't want you to feel anything. You're doing it right. You got to function. You don't have 6 weeks left to live. I'm not worried about it being in a hurry. I want you to feel okay. I don't want you to call me because you got migraines or you're throwing up or whatever. So we start by opening the doors, the kidneys. 70% of the toxins go out your kidneys. 25 to 30% go out the bowel, the lungs, and the skin. Okay? That's not very much. I don't worry about the bowel. Once you do what we do, your bowel's going to work again. I mean, we don't even address it. It takes care of itself. But the kidneys must be open. They must be opened, especially if you have high blood pressure. And usually the high blood pressure disappears when you clean the kidneys, in most cases. There's only a few things cause high blood pressure. And why don't the doctors know this? You can have blocked kidneys, blocked arteries, or you can have food allergies or inhalant allergies. There's nothing else causes high blood pressure. Maybe one. But those are the main things. Why don't they know this? If a dummy like me can figure this out, why can't they? We've spent trillions upon zillions of dollars for what? It's time, I think, we start taking care of ourselves and using a little bit of common sense. This thing up here I'd really like to show you because it took me a long time to get it. My surgeon was nice enough to do this photograph of a jaw. This is a person who had these teeth removed about 18 years earlier, okay? There are three or four dark holes in the jawbone that you can see. One, two, three, and four over here, and maybe even five. That's the gum laid back and the bone exposed, okay? What normally happens is it's like an eggshell over the top under the gum, and the moment the drill even touches it, it just goes whoosh, and it stinks up the whole room. It really is awful. That bone never heals. It never fills up with bone. Because when the guy pulled a tooth out, he didn't go in with a slow drill and drill out the infected lining of the socket where the tooth had been sitting. Okay? So it just sat there and festered for the next 18 years and ate up all that bone. So now this poor surgeon, and we have one in Canada only who does this, has to come along and do things like bone grafts to build these bones back up so you got something to sit a denture on. This photograph to me is one of the most showing and telling pieces of evidence going. And that's what it's all about. And 99.9% of the time, there's the cause of your illness. Depending which tooth it's on as to which organ it is. If it's on the upper wisdom tooth, it's usually the heart. If it's the breast, it's two in front of the wisdom teeth. Okay, the upper molars and lower molars. There's four teeth on each breast. You got a choice. You can lose a breast or lose four teeth. You decide. It's a free world. It's a free country. It's a democracy. Do what you want. But you should know this. Because I have women come into my office who learn this and then burst into tears because they're a little bit ticked off. I could have removed four teeth instead of losing my breast. And to some women, they would have rather have done that. Nobody gave them the choice. I think you need to have a choice. When you're looking for the cause of your problem, whatever that problem might be, use the chart to track up why. Have I got diabetes or heart problems? Okay? What have I got? What's my problem? My pancreas has failed? Okay, why? And I've got all these parasites and all this garbage and junk. Why? Has it got to do with age, diet, and stress? Maybe a little bit. But you know something? People live through wars. There's bombs dropping all around them. People are shooting at them. They don't know where they're going to live next. They have nothing to eat. They'd kill a chicken if they could find one and eat it. They live. That's worse stress than we got, man. And it didn't kill them. So I don't see that that is really a big problem. What they call miasms, inherited weaknesses, genetic. Did you inherit it? You might have. Who cares? The point is, if your father had it when he was 90, but you got it when you're 50, there's another reason. Or you would have waited till you were 90. So what is it? And I can guarantee you, you're going to find it at the top. It's either going to be metals and synthetic solvents, or it's going to be hidden bone, blood, tooth infections. And it needn't necessarily be from a tooth. If you've ever been in a car accident and you had a bone break and it wouldn't heal, that's a possibility. Okay, it doesn't happen often, okay, but it does happen. So it's not 100% that it's in the jawbone. But today, 99.999% of the time, it is. Any questions?
Does the hidden bone tooth infection show in an X-ray?
No, about 50% of the time. That's why you come to me first. We check it electronically. We check it electronically, then we check it, the surgeon checks it with an X-ray. And between the two and between your symptomology, they figure out where to start. And they get in there and they start looking. And you could have one that started here. In fact, Jerome, Dr. Jerome, who wrote one of the chapters in Hulda Clark's book, was telling us about his wife had always had a little bump on her skin here. And he decided he was going to get in there one day. And he had her in for cleaning or something and thought, aha. And he got in there and drilled in, and she was very angry about it, but only at the beginning. And he found a huge cavitation down here, and it tunneled right under the other teeth. And he went, he couldn't believe how far this went. And it went all the way back, almost to the brain, almost to the mastoid, because eventually that little channel comes out of the jawbone and then back into the skull. And fortunately, it stopped before it reached the edge of the jawbone. But he pulled everything from there on out and cleaned out the whole thing.
Did you have to take them out?
Well, if you're going to pull the tooth out, the crown usually comes with it. Do you have a root canal under the crown? If you have a root canal, there is no such thing. There's an abscess under it. There's an infection in a root canal. By the very process that places a root canal, it causes infection. So you can't, it's root canals that almost killed me. And I mean, they almost killed me. And they're the one, that's what killed my mother, my father, my aunts, my uncles, my cousin. Yeah.
What did you say about the pink?
The old pink plastic was colored with mercury. Yeah. It used to be mercury. I don't know where you got that, but we can test you for it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But nowadays they have a pink coloring that's not mercury to put in the plastic. So if you do happen to show your teeth when you laugh, you don't want to have clear ones like I got. You want to have pink ones, you know, whether it's one, two, three, or all of them. Yeah.
Have the dental authorities or doctors gone after you at all for practicing?
No, I fly under the radar. Yeah. Haven't caught me yet, but I usually move every 2 years. It's hard to keep up with my phone numbers. And next year it's for the Bahamas. You'll have to reach me by fax.
I just wanted to ask, if you think a lot of people are suffering from neck and muscle soreness.
Oh, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, it's all from the teeth. We clear that up daily for people. Yeah.
Do you have any natural at all how to cure or make stronger teeth natural without dentist?
Yeah, but it happens before you get pregnant.
No, doesn't matter, pregnant or not pregnant, any time, what at all, to cure natural and avoid.
Nothing's going to change your teeth now. Nothing will change your teeth now. I can change your bones, but not your teeth. It's too late. Best thing you can do for your teeth and bones is take cod liver oil. See, when the country needed us during the Second World War, you know, the big war, you're too young, you guys, but we had a war, and they needed us to run the factories to make airplanes, guns, and ammunition. They wanted us there 7 days a week, you see? No colds, no time off. So the nurse sat there at the desk when you went in the factory, and everybody got a fistful of pills. And you got cod liver oil there. The kids went to school, and you were like little birds, and you opened your mouth as you went by, you know, the teacher, and she shoved this same spoon, you know. It wasn't very hygienic then. same spoon went in everybody's mouth, and you got a big spoonful of cod liver oil that tasted god-awful. And then they finally invented some soft gel capsules, thank God. But that's the best thing. Nobody in North America can survive without cod liver oil. I did not say halibut liver oil or any other kind of fish. I said cod liver oil. I don't care if you're vegetarian or not. You cannot survive without cod liver oil. Yes, dear.
When we were children, we took cod liver oil too, but my mama was saying it's only necessary in the winter.
Yes, except that we work 8, 9, 10 hours a day under fluorescent lights even in the summertime here. So unless you're tanning, you need your cod liver oil, and none of us get much time to tan around here, yeah. The best thing is start before you're pregnant, because the teeth are laid down in the first 9 weeks of pregnancy. The doctor, when he tells you you're pregnant, then he starts to give you supplements. Okay? He gives you the wrong ones, iron, which is rotten for your liver, instead of cod liver oil, and it's too late. The kid's teeth are already formed. Okay? Because you're already 12 weeks pregnant or something. You know? So.
For a 6-year-old, how much is cod liver oil?
It comes in two sizes, large and small. One small. That'll do it.
What's wrong with halibut liver oil?
Too polluted. I said cod liver oil for a reason, I mean it. Yeah, that's the reason.
Yeah, but cod has worms in it.
Get Norwegian cod liver oil. Huh?
Toxicity or what?
It's parasite eggs. But don't worry about it, because once you get your digestion back to where it should be, they'll never get past your stomach. Yep.
What do you think of toothpaste?
Not much. There's some good ones out now, though. They really are. They're plastic tubes. There's companies, not it's polluted. Oh, gee, there comes the next lawsuit. Neem is a good one, neem leaf. Thursday Plantation tea tree oil.
Velita
is another one. Vico, the Greek, Vico's Greek, I think. Pardon?
OxyFresh.
Oh, forget it. No. No.
Or powder.
No. No, you must not use oxygen in the mouth if you still have metal in your mouth. You're going to oxidize it off even more quickly, and it's going to go straight to your brain and your thyroid. So please do not use that in the mouth. We clear up parasites in people's mouths every day. It's not hard to do. It's just a lot of work. But you mustn't use certain things in the mouth when there's still metal in there, because you make the metal oxidize off even faster. It's like putting, when I said you clean the vegetables, you put the peroxide and water in a plastic bowl, not in the stainless steel sink. Excellent in combination, yeah, but providing, well, yeah, you can use that, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, there's no such thing as a good root canal. Each and every one of them will kill you sooner or later. It's only a matter of time, and there's a wonderful book on it called Toxic Time Bomb. It was written by a real expert with letters after his name and everything. Yeah.
So you have to have the tooth out.
Not just get the tooth out.
Right.
You have to have the jawbone cleaned, the infection removed.
Nature's Face.
Actually, I think that one's not bad. Yeah. What you have to look for in it is in toothpaste, particularly formaldehyde is used. That's embalming fluid, you know. I don't even want that after I die. You know, but they put it in toothpaste because it makes your mouth, when you mix it with peppermint, it makes the mouth nice and cool and fresh.
2 teaspoons of toothpaste is enough to kill the child. And they suggest it. Crest, Colgate, whatever is out there.
There's enough. Yep, enough benzene and formaldehyde to kill it. Yep. Oh, they're even worse. Make your own, dear. Homemade. Don't trust anything that's corporate. Don't trust anything that's made following good manufacturing procedures. Oh, there's all kinds of recipes in her book. Sure, you can make your own. There's a wonderful stuff called oregano oil that does wonders in the mouth. A tea tree oil if you're not allergic to it. Yeah, we find about a third of the people allergic to tea tree oil, so if you can't use one, you can use the other. At least we have alternatives, you know.
When he spoke a couple of years ago here, he mentioned that his wife had, I think, one of those things you could put for, is that apparently she...
If you just had two teeth, what would happen is you would have two plastic teeth like that, two hooks there, two hooks at the back, and you just slip it in. It's called a flipper. But they're cheap, you see. They used to be $50. They were called temporary flippers. And, of course, you know, if they do a bridge, it's how much is a bridge today? Yeah, well, I mean, what would you suggest? Would you mention flippers?
Should I ask you?
Uh-uh, not the right kind. Again, testing is everything. Before you go to a dentist, you have to get tested, and you get the compatibility testing done as well. So there's 30 different kinds of plastic that could be used in your mouth. We'll test you to find out which one is friendliest to your body. We'll find out even which, they have two paper, you know the paper they put in your mouth and say, bite on this inside your teeth, that carbon paper, there's a red one and a blue one. I can't have the blue one near me, I'm so allergic to it, but I can tolerate the red one. Okay, same with the plastics that go in for fillings or hooks or dentures or anything else, you see. The name of the game is testing to find out what's safe to use in your body. You shouldn't need your teeth cleaned more than every 2 or 3 years. You shouldn't see a dentist for 2 or 3 years. Why?
Because they need money.
Oh, that's it. You answered it. Yeah. Hair dryers, yes. She has the name of the hair dryers that don't blow asbestos right in her book. By the way, we all have been exposed to asbestos. All of us ladies have been breathing it thanks to the hair dryers we've been using over the years to blow our hair dry with. We've been blowing the asbestos around, inhaling that, and they're blaming the lung cancer in women on smoking, not asbestos. When I was a kid, it was all blamed on asbestos because the guys were working in the mines and breathing it down there. Yes, ma'am.
Find a good dentist to help me get my mouth.
No, it's not that easy. Read a couple of books first. Give me a call, and then we'll talk about it. I'm not going to give out the names of any dentists because you have no idea who's in an audience. I don't care if they arrest me, but I want to make sure that the only 2 or 3 dentists we've got that know what the heck they're doing in Ontario can still work. Okay? And I'm not sending you or giving you any names or phone numbers till I know who the heck you are. Yeah. What dentist?
Any regular
I wouldn't touch a regular dentist with a 10-foot pole. I won't even go in the building where they are. Consumer Health Organization had to move because the dentist moved into the building. That's how dangerous they are. I can measure the mercury in your system if you walk through a guy's waiting room, the dentist's waiting room.
What type of plastic would I need?
Depends what kind's friendly to you. I don't know. The dentist can't tell you. The dentist can't even send you to me. They'd lose their license. I've been to one of the kangaroo courts that the dental college holds and seen what they do to these dentists to try to scare. It's fear tactics that they use and fines and everything else to keep. It costs you $1.25 million to defend yourself, plead guilty, and throw yourself on the mercy of the Royal Dental College. Now, $1.25 million just to plead guilty so they don't padlock your office and you have to hire another dentist to run your office while you're doing that because you're suspended. Okay? Now, guess who's going to have to pay for that? It's going to be you and me. So don't be surprised. Very soon, a white filling for your mouth is going to cost you between $1,200 and $2,000. That's why, to pay for the legal fees. Somebody's got to fight to stop the mercury. And the people who usually turn these dentists in are other dentists who are losing customers to them. Yes, dear?
How can you directly prove, like, that mercury is affecting an illness? Can't they say, well, it might be your smoking or the air or something else?
Why did I keep you?
He came in late.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. It's one of the most toxic elements on Earth. They have to store it where the nuclear waste is stored. You know? They warn you not to eat the fish out of Lake Ontario if you're pregnant. I mean, there's a clue, right? Because it's mercury-laden.
So how long has mercury been being used in the teeth for? Like the last 10 years, 20, 100, what?
How long is it being used in the mouth? Oh, about 100 years.
Okay, so now, can we find someone that's, you know, like a child that had it in 1905? If they're still alive today at 90 years old, can't we say, hey, look, Mercury didn't kill her. She's 100 years old. She doesn't have
Rot to rug. Go find me one.
It's only one case anyway. It doesn't necessarily...
Yeah, but you won't find any. If you look at the oldest people out there, okay, you're going to find they all lost their teeth early. Either they have a perfect mouth full of teeth, which is rare, you know, good genes and all that, or they all pulled them out. Like in the old days, when you went to the barber, if your tooth had a mark, the barber pulled your tooth out for you for an extra nickel. When enough of them were missing, you made an appointment in the big city. You found a dentist, and he made you some dentures. They came in large, medium, and small. Here, try these. They were god-awful, but, you know. And then people like Abraham Lincoln carved a set out of hardwood. Believe, he really did that, because they didn't have dentures then, so he made some.
Excuse me, what about you used to lend to use gold for coal?
Not bad. It's not bad, if it's properly done. But again, not with a root canal. You can use gold, and if it's nickel-free gold, okay? And it depends what it's for. And in many cases where gold is used, you could use plastic instead. There's a hygienist in town who teaches dentists, because dentists don't know, they never learned at dental school how to use plastic fillings, so they go to George Brown College and take these courses from a dental assistant, no less, who teaches them how to place the plastic fillings correctly. But of course, it's still 50% is the pass rate, don't forget. See what I mean? It's just like a surgeon, you know, 50% is the pass rate at U of T. You only have to know half of what they're trying to teach you. She teaches that, and she does the best fillings I've ever seen in the composites. It's just beautiful. I've seen her build a tooth that you just knock your socks off. I mean, it's hard to think of dental work as beautiful, but when you see a really good mouth, it is a beautiful sight to see.
If you drink antioxidant and you have fillings.
Yes. Dangerous. Very dangerous. You're oxidizing it off more quickly, even faster. You mustn't, if you have the metal fillings, you mustn't use peroxide in your mouth or a peroxidized toothpaste or any antioxidant in the mouth, because you will oxidize the mercury off even faster. You see, and it's in a vapor form then, the most dangerous form that goes straight to the brain. They're fine. After your fillings are replaced, it's fine. It's good stuff. Well, no, not necessarily. It doesn't take that long to replace your fillings. Because once you get that stuff out of your mouth, there's nothing better for your teeth and gums than the peroxide products. Nothing. And if you combine it with a little bit of, I think you said, sodium bicarb, baking soda, and the peroxide, nothing like it. Nothing. But not if the metal is still in there. That's the only time.
I was just wondering, how many types of amalgams are there in the plastics? Like 100 different?
Oh, no, the plastics are up to about the 11th generation now, so there's about 20 plastics, different plastics they could use in your mouth.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm always getting from the dentist more samples to add to my things so that I can test people against them. Yes, dear?
I had my mercury fillings removed quite some time ago, but I had them removed by a dentist who doesn't know anything about it. I have no idea how he handled it.
Damage is done. All you can do now is come in, get tested to see how much of it he allowed into your body. Okay? Because what should be used is a precipitator. And it's like an electronic air cleaner for metal vapors. Not very scientific explanation, but that's what it is. And there's a little white plastic box sits behind you on the wall, behind the dental chair, and a little one's on the wall in front of the dental chair. And it's kind of like a magnet for metal vapors. And it just, you know? It's like an electronic air cleaner for toxic heavy metal vapors. Yeah.
Doesn't things like seaweed and cement help clean out toxic metals?
Oh, rot to rugs. I mean, if your kidneys are clogged, nothing's going to clean them out. That's the other thing. It's not enough to get the mercury out of the mouth. That's the easy part. The dentist does it for you. Okay, you don't have to do anything. The hard part is the last 30 years of this stuff leaching into your body tissues. This is going to take 1 to 3 years to remove. And I don't want to kid anybody about it. And don't let anybody else kid you about it. It's not a quickie. And if you add to that the metal that you got before you were born from your mom, that's even more, and it's usually deeper. And it's not just one metal you have, mercury, when we test you. Again, I told you about all the aluminum in the sugar and in the baking soda and the table salt and so on. There's a lot of metals we pick up. And they get into different locations. And nickel, which is very dangerous and very carcinogenic, will come down to a certain level and then it stops. And people get really annoyed. And they say, why can't I get that nickel level down further? And we switch to something else. It depends where it is. You cannot use one thing to get rid of metals. It takes several different things at different times. It depends how much metal you have where. Getting it out of the brain is one thing. Getting it out of the kidneys is another. Getting it out of your joints is quite something else. Well, implants, I'm waiting for ceramic ones. Theoretically, no, because the meridians are running. You saw the tooth map. I didn't get a chance to say much about it. But your energy comes from your brain. You all know this is the electrical body up here, right? And the energy comes from the brain down through your teeth, right? And from each tooth, or a couple of teeth, it will go to a different organ or organs in your body. Now, two things stop that flow of energy. And I'm not talking about the hard wiring, the nervous system. I'm talking about the invisible energy that is the meridian, the Chinese meridian, so to speak. And we can trace this. We can trace infections from here to here and down. And before we go there, we'll tell you what we're going to find. And you're usually quite surprised to find that, yep, it's there.
What are they using? You're waiting for
both? Yeah, I would hope they'd, because two things block that meridian. One is infection, and the second is metal. And the only really good conductor is the gold. Okay? And I can't swear about the gold. I don't know. But I think it's pretty good. But I know there are some, and if you absolutely must have them, yeah, try it, you know. Because they have some good ones now that are actually impregnated on the outside with calcium. Yes?
I'd like to know what was wrong with stainless steel, if you have a stainless steel clip in your mouth.
Anywhere in your body, it's metal. It doesn't belong there. No metal in the body. Real simple. No metal in the body, yes. Any metal in your body will leach out, including the staples that they use in your gut for surgery, yeah, and screws. Oh, that's even worse. Then you get the biogalvanic.
What about cutlery?
If you can afford silver, go for it. I can't. Yes, I do.
You do all the time?
Yep. Not for all my food, but I'll never put metal forks or anything in my salads.
And not in your mouth either?
A little bit. You know. But I know people who have come home from the clinic in Mexico with cancer. You know, they went there to start battling their cancer because they were so far gone. Came home and paid guys, artists, to carve wooden cutlery out of hardwood for them because they didn't trust plastic either. I mean, I think you can go a little bit overboard with this. Once you get the body cleaned up enough, you can handle a certain amount. If we were clean, if all these burdens were gone, if the kidneys worked right, if the liver worked right, we could tolerate this and it would disappear. It would just go through, you know. It wouldn't be so bad. But the only ones I think we're going to be successful in doing this with are the next generation, yeah.
And why would then silver be better than stainless steel cutlery?
Because when silver comes off, it's magic. Okay? And I wish there was more silver in silver fillings. Pots and pans are terrible, unless they're covered in enamel porcelain. And if you're going to get Teflon, fill it up with water. Throw in a handful of salt. Turn it on high and let it boil for a good hour with the vent on or the windows open. The fumes that come off Teflon will kill your birds if you have birds in the house. There's some really noxious fumes come off of Teflon, so cure your Teflon that way before you use it for cooking. Glass is fine, yes. The stainless steel is the worst thing going. There's some guy selling water filters upstairs with stainless steel tanks. I couldn't believe it. There has been a breakthrough in reverse osmosis water, incidentally. You can now filter your whole darn house for about $1,200. First time ever. And the guy who did it, invented this, is the first Culligan man in Canada. Remember the Culligan man? Yeah. He's 83 years old now, and he's been widowed. He had nothing to do, so he starts tinkering with things, and he comes up with these inventions. And he's got a fantastic new water filtering system. Yes, ma'am. IV chelation, if you have 6 weeks left to live, I would certainly recommend it, but I would recommend what Hulda Clark does, and that's three treatments a day. Each treatment lasts 3 hours. That's 9 hours a day of sitting on an IV. And you won't find a doctor in Canada or the U.S. who will do it for you. He's not going to do 9 hours a day of chelation, sorry. No. He's not going to do 9 hours of chelation a day for you.
Why does it have to be 9 hours? Sorry.
Because you need it to have it done that fast. You can do it just as fast at home. If you have 6 weeks left to live, you don't have 6 years to get this out of you. And IV chelation is not that fast either. And one treatment lasts 3 hours. So they'll give you three treatments a day. That's 9 hours. So you watch television and read books with a needle in your arm for 9 hours. And that's what they do at the clinic in Mexico. Okay? Now, oral chelation is what we do and is the other half of what you have to do after you get the metal out of your mouth, because it's not enough to do that. You've got to get it out of those body tissues. And again, we use different methods depending on which metals are where and what's bothering you the most and which is the most dangerous. And you got to make a judgment call on it, talk to the person about it and see how they feel about it and let them decide, you know? I mean, after all, it's your body.
I have a question about your books. I have a four-friend niece who is controlled completely by the hospital, and she has a book on AIDS, and she has three books, right? Well,
yeah.
Somebody was saying the book, the cures all diseases, would cover everything, and I wasn't clear on which.
You just saw it up on the board. That's the cure for everything. Doesn't matter what you call the disease. HIV is nothing to write home about. It's nothing new. It's been around for a very long time. It's a simple virus. It's not even a strong virus. And people with HIV, as long as they're not told they have HIV, live long, healthy lives. And one out of three people in this room has it, you know? And they just don't know it. And it's never going to bother them. It's so innocuous. It's only if you get the time that it will hit you is if you get too many of the benzenes, okay, specifically those petrochemical distillates and things like Vaseline hand lotion, you know, and these furniture polishes and that go straight to your thymus and wreck your immune system. That's the part that's going to kill you. Yeah. Oh. Go, you know, if you go to garage sales, you can buy all kinds of Corningware. That's where I buy mine.
Yeah, but everything burns down, even the soup.
Turn it. You know what you do? You get an old coat hanger and you make a wire and you put it under the pot. Get another tile, put the tile on the stove. I threw mine out a long time ago.
Metal.
Yeah?
Metal fillings in a way, 20 pounds, 100 mouth for a source of screws, like the filling the whole tube.
Yeah, we already covered that. It blocks the meridian. It's metal. Well, let me put it this way. Your gum is not going to attach to the post, is it? You got the post sticking up, the gum's around it. The gum is not going to attach to the post. So now you have a place where bacteria and parasites can go right in down to your bone. Does it make sense? You're giving them, that's the place where your skeleton is exposed to the big outside bad world. Why not seal it off? Okay. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.